USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified before the House on Monday. Today, the Senate got their turn as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee had a hearing with Blinken to discuss the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Ranking member and Idaho Republican Senator James Reich disputes the Biden administration's claim that there was no plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan under former President Donald Trump's agreement with the Taliban.
In February 2020, agreement was contingent upon the Taliban reducing violence, meeting counterterrorism commitments, and engaging in substantive talks with the Afghan government.
Senate Democrats unveiling a new voting rights bill. The measure aims to appeal to progressive and centrist factions of the party while settling nationwide election standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding across the deep south as Tropical Storm Nicholas moves across the region. 5 to 10 inches of rain predicted for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida through Thursday. An announcement is made regarding humanitarian aid being sent to Afghanistan.
The U.S. announced Monday that it will send about $64 million in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The State Department says it will come from the U.S. Agency for International Development and will be distributed by the UN and independent aid groups. The announcement comes a day after the United Nations issued an emergency call for aid from the international community to stop famine and a public health crisis in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Census Bureau reporting the real median income last year was just over $67,500. That's almost a 3% drop from 2019 when the average was almost 70 grand. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is holding his weekly Republican Senate leadership press conference. The Kentucky Republican says Republicans are not in favor of raising the debt ceiling.
Republicans are united in opposition to raising the debt ceiling, not because it doesn't need to be done.
Democrats saying they will not raise the debt limit in the $3.5 trillion budget resolution. The new inflation numbers are released on Tuesday.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is the price of consumer goods and services purchased by households, measured over time. The August report released moments ago indicated inflation continues as the cost of living in America digs deeper into your money. The Labor Department report shows the CPI rose 0.1% for the month and 4% for the year. That means the 5.3% annual increase still keeps inflation at its worst numbers in 13 years. Today's numbers were lower than expected by experts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is announcing its new iPhone models. The company is saying iPhone 13 has a bigger battery and brighter screen and comes in two sizes, 5.4 and 6.1 inches. The iPhone 13 mini starting at $699 and the regular phone starting at $799. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.